T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Running a red left turn arrow, leaving the seat up, reheating your fish leftovers in the office.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Team PXY explore the fine line between acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery.
It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Today's Savage or Sensible comes to us from a parent on Facebook who sent us this message. Hey guys, I'm curious if I could have this be the next Savage or Sensible. My son is going into the second grade this year, but the teacher he's been assigned announced that she's pregnant and will be going on maternity leave in the middle of the school year. My husband and I have been talking about asking the school to reassign our son to a different classroom because we're concerned that switching teachers mid-school year may not be the best for him. He's our first child, though, so we don't know if this is something the school or teacher might be offended by. I would love to know what the people think about this.
Yeah. Wow. And that's a loaded one.
It is. And we're definitely going to need some help on this one because even though I am a dad, my son's only 4 months old. So I've not gone through any of the school stuff.
You will soon, though.
Yeah, I will be soon. And I have thoughts on it. But if you're a parent or if you're a teacher or a school administrator, would love to hear from you at 222-9800 or through the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. I'd be willing to bet this happens a lot, you would think, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I don't know if it's the specific maternity leave instance, but if you heard like something bad about a teacher, you want to pull your kid out.
Yeah, just
you
know asking to change classrooms.
Yeah.
Sure, mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I'm going to throw down and say that while I'm sure their son would be fine, I'm sure it would be all right, I understand where these parents are coming from, and I think it's sensible to ask. Because you want to put your kid, even when they're in the second grade, I know they're not doing, you know, a ton of really difficult work in the second grade, right? Like, you're still, what are you doing in second grade? Are you doing ABCs? Like, what are you doing at that point? I don't even know.
Well, my mom was a second grade teacher.
Okay,
so
perfect.
You start learning history and stuff.
Okay.
You start learning how to like write sentences.
Okay,
you know?
So it's actually
it's a very progressive age.
It actually is a little more than just like coloring and staying in between the lines.
Yeah.
So you would want to have a teacher that you are feeling comfortable with. And, you know, I get that. Parents want to put their kids in the position for them to succeed the most. And while, again, switching teachers out midway might not be an issue, I mean, it could. I don't know in this case. They didn't give us the details on it. But, you know, I would want to know who the teacher was that would be filling in. Because what if it's a major drop-off? What if the teacher is pregnant and would be going on maternity leave is fantastic and has been there forever and has tenure and everyone says they're wonderful. And then they bring in, you know, some sub straight out of college that's never done it before. Like, is that the best idea? Would that make you feel comfortable for your kid? I could see how that would make me feel a little bit uneasy.
Yeah.
Especially considering this is their first kid.
Right. I'm going to go savage just because I think it's very sheltering for your child. I think you need to just let them do what they need to do. And not for nothing, the teacher will be back. The teacher's coming back.
Sure, but it could be, I mean, I don't know how many weeks that she plans on taking, but probably a decent amount, I would imagine.
And it's very hard to switch teachers. You really can't control, like, what are you going to go make a fuss and be a savage and just be like, you need to pull little Johnny out because I heard.
Yeah, I don't think they're suggesting that they're going to, like, threaten to pull their kid out of the school if they don't accommodate them. But I think it's more they're afraid that asking is going to come off as some kind of faux pas. Because, again, you got to think of it from the aspect of a parent who's never been through this before, like. They don't know necessarily the ropes. They don't know if it's an appropriate thing to even do. And again, that's where we're going to kind of lean on the Club PXY Safe text line and you at 222-9800.
Also, every teacher and every classroom is different. I mean, we both have a tie to this because both of our moms were teachers.
Yeah,
so
sure.
We kind of know. But I mean, there's a lot of different aspects that go into a classroom. The, you know, your peers, your friends in the classroom, those make a huge part of your learning experience.
Sure.
You know, there might be aides in the classroom. There is normally at that young of an age. Mm-hmm. Those aren't probably going
to
change at
all. But you got to admit, and you have to agree with me, that the biggest influence in any classroom is going to be the teacher that is running that room. They are the boss of that room. They are the captain. They are the general, whatever you want to call them. They are the one that's in charge. And if you have a new person in charge, things will not be the same. And that could be for the better, it could be for the worse, but I think the issue here is the uncertainty. And
the gamble up behind it all.
And we're all uneasy and mm-hmm. a little fearful of certainty, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I get what you're saying, but the teacher who's leaving on maternity leave isn't just going to throw Sarah fresh out of education school in the fire. They're going to, you know, talk her through the lesson plan, walk her through the whole entire year.
Well, that's the thing too. Like, you know what I mean? You know, as a parent, I would want to know kind of, well, okay, well, make me feel more comfortable about this. That would be on the school, like, to say that, oh, well, the sub's going to be there for X amount of weeks before, mm-hmm. You know, the main teacher goes maternity leave to kind of get comfortable with the kids. Because that's a big thing too. Like, it takes a little while to kind of jive and make kids feel comfortable. And then you're throwing a brand new stranger. Like, imagine what it's like when you're around little kids and they see someone new for the first time.
Right.
Like, they're not quite sure. Mm-hmm. Most kids anyway.
So I've actually gone through this before when I was in grade school, and I actually ended up liking the substitute maternity long-term sub more than I liked my actual teacher.
Well, then also that could be a problem, because then they're going to want them to stay and then the other teacher's going to come back.
Yeah, you can't protect your kids from everything. You just can't.
Pulling the carpet from under them.
Okay, but life is unpredictable, all right?
Yeah, but they're in second grade. Like, I understand you can't protect your kid from everything, but like...
But they're young enough to like not really know the difference. If I'm being honest, they don't know. They're not going to know the difference.
I don't know. I don't think you give kids...
Little Johnny is going to love... He's probably not even going to know there was a different teacher.
I don't think you give kids enough credit. I think they're a little smarter than maybe you think. Right. And they pick up on a little more than maybe they put on. But a bunch of parents jumping in on Facebook right now. Nicole says, sensible. My child doesn't handle change well and never does well with a substitute. If that's what works for the child so they can be successful, then go for it. Another parent chiming in. Tanya, sensible. Some children don't handle change well in the beginning of the school season. Can always be tough. Then to change teachers a couple times in a season can be a lot, especially on special needs kids. Now, I'm seeing a lot of texts from the Club PXY Safe text mm-hmm. line at 69822 as well about this.
Yeah.
And some people are actually saying this would only be sensible if the child has special needs, which I don't believe this child is, but they didn't necessarily say.
So some people weighing in for Savage on the Club PXY Safe text line says, I can understand where the mother is coming from, but I think it sets a standard for the child that whatever life throws you a curveball, you can just make a change and fix it and it'll go away. I think it's a better idea to be aware of the situation and speak to the principal or the school administrator about how they plan to transition the sub in.
I think that's a very important part there.
It's a very proactive approach to the whole situation. If you're nervous about it, then maybe you should go talk to the people in charge.
Right.
Another text. This happened to my daughter in third grade. It was hard on her, but this is life. It happens. This is a chance to teach a valuable lesson. And there's a transition and curriculum planning that goes into the whole thing as well. So, I mean, I think a lot of people are seeing this is life. Sorry, it's not always going to be rainbows and butterflies, and everything is always going to go according to his plan, Corey.
This texter also adding that if one parent wants to take their child out of the class for that reason, then a lot of other parents might try to follow suit, and then it's just a big mess.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some logistic angles to this, but some people on hold want to talk about it. 222-9800. Kara from Henrietta, you want to jump in on the Savage or Sensible, asking your school to change your kid's teacher because the one they're supposed to have would be going on maternity leave.
First of all, I think it's Savage, but it's a fine line Savage.
Okay.
I mean, obviously the parents want the best for their kids, but it's second grade.
Yeah.
And I get it. My son, who is a senior now in his junior year, which is probably the most difficult year of any grade.
Yeah, absolutely.
His trigonometry teacher went on maternity leave, and my son actually failed that class.
Oh.
See, that's... very relatable. I mean, when you get to harder courses, that's totally understandable. But second grade, like you said, it's not the end all be all.
It's not the end of the world. Kids do adapt, you know, at a younger age. And I'm not trying to take away from that parent at all. That's not my opinion at all. I just feel as though that it's second grade. And Reese, you said something about kids will adapt. And if they need to learn change, whether they need to learn it in second grade or not, but it's still a life lesson.
Yeah, sure.
That you need to adapt, and I don't know if second grade is, but I don't think I would do it just because of the fact that, number one, and I don't want to say this the wrong way, it might take make a mark, oh, this parent doesn't like to have changes, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I would think of it as that way as well.
Okay, right. Interesting. All right, so but you would say that if, say that this their child is a little bit older, then you might find it to be more sensible.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Depending on the grade, depending on when they get older, there's like algebra. When they're getting into specific subjects,
calculus,
yeah.
Spanish.
So when the regions are involved and state testing is involved, absolutely, one hands down, I would probably agree with that.
That is an interesting angle, because you would think if you do poorly in second grade, it's a little easier to bounce back than, say, you do poorly in as a junior, because that's going to affect, you know,
if
and where you go to college, graduation, that kind of thing. Okay.
It's the whole kick-a-boodle, you know?
I see that. Yeah. All right, well, thanks for the insight. Thanks for calling in.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Rachel from Rochester, you want to jump in on today's Savage or Sensible? Again, we got a message from this parent on Facebook that wants to know if it's Savage or Sensible to ask the school to change your kid's teacher because the one they're supposed to have will be going on maternity leave.
It's both, honestly.
Okay.
And it is sensible if your child cannot handle change. Obviously, the curfew is leaving regardless.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a hard transition if they're not supposed to change. But it's also a really good thing because typically subs for maternity leave are young kids out of college and they're eager to please and do a good job because they want to be hired by the principal. You're not getting hired by or getting like the worst of the worst. You're getting the best of the best because people want you.
Okay. So, that's interesting.
Yeah. So it's both. You could look at it both ways.
So
if you had to pick
we're gonna
one.
Pick right now.
If you had to pick
Rach,
one though.
You gotta pick right now.
It sounds like the parents are very hesitant, and it sounds like the reason they want to do it is because their kids can't handle it. So I would tell them, no one's going to be offended, especially if they get that reason, like, hey, my kid's not good with change. The principal would be like, totally get it. However, if they want to do it, I would do it sooner rather than later, because if a lot of parents start hearing about it, they'd be like, I want to go to the other class, too. I want to go.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's good advice. Well, hey, thank you so much for calling in. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone, by the way, that texted in, called in. A big response to this one. Hopefully a little food for thought for that parent that messaged us. But according to the poll, it's up right now at 98pxy.com. Savage or Sensible, asking your school to change your kid's teacher because the one they're supposed to have would be going on maternity leave. Pretty much a landslide. 86% saying savage.
Wow. Savagery.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale.
More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.